The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
You guys are going to be shocked by what I'm about to do.
Great.
I'm going to do something I very rarely do. I'm going to complain about something.
Are you being serious? Do you have a fever? Or?
Listen, and this may make people mad. I can't give the details of what has happened because okay. It's just one of those things. It involves my kids, and I have a service that I'm using right now for my children. One of my kids needs a service. Okay. It's a thing that one of my kids is using, a service. Okay. So you make appointments with this service, and they have made this really big deal as of late where they're like, you make this appointment. They're like, confirm. And you're like, it's like hack with this pizza. Do you guys remember?
Oh, yeah.
The 15 points of communication.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he was just wanting a GD pizza.
Right.
Yeah, we're switching to a delivery service. Oh, now your drivers are getting in contact. Updated, estimated. It was literally
what
18,
I want is pepperoni in my mouth.
Right.
Don't need to hear about the labor pains. Show me the baby.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay. But this company has changed some of their policies, and now it's like, confirm your appointment. Okay. Then it's. Do you understand that if you don't cancel within 48 hours, a fee will be incurred? Mm-hmm. And you're like, okay. And it's like a small fee if you cancel 48 hours. 24 hours, it's like $60.
Yeah.
Okay?
All right. Wow.
I can't say what the service is because my kid still needs it for a little while longer.
Okay.
The only appointment they had, this is nowhere near my house. The only appointment they had for today was at 8 a.m.
Okay.
Oof.
I made that appointment. Confirm.
Right.
Yes, I know there's fees. Mm. Hit confirm, you know there's fees. Like, email, log in. Yes, confirm. I've done it. 6 a.m., I get up, I shower, drive to her mom's house, one of their mom's house. Pick them up and start on my journey. 7:35.
Oh no.
I get a phone call.
No.
Hey, yeah, we're not gonna be able to do that today.
Oh.
What?
And I'm like, I'm on 470. So this is costing me money to drive to your place of business that you have interrupted my life 47 times to confirm and reminded me how much money it's going to cost me if I only give you 24 hours worth of notice. Right. You're giving me 25 minutes worth of notice.
They
and I'm on a toll road.
Paid you the money for
hello.
Yes.
I hate nothing more than like an appointment being canceled right before, and you're like, it's an appointment for a reason.
Yes.
And we made an agreement, and I'm showing up, so you got to show up too.
But what was I going to do?
I know.
Like the person who is doing the thing is not there. And I'm like,
okay. Is there someone else?
You find, and they're like, we just don't have anybody. And I'm like, I'm on the toll road.
My God.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And I'm like, then here's my Venmo.
Right.
Would you like my Venmo? Or can the next appointment be free? Because you just screwed me. And they're like, oh, we can get you in tomorrow. I'm like, I can't get up at 6 a.m. I can't keep doing this. I don't know why. Like, I'm not looking for recourse. I'm not looking for anybody to like burn this company to the ground or anything. I just want to know, what do you do? What do people who have positivity in their life do in that situation? Because I don't know how to let it slide off my back. I don't know how to do it.
For me, the answer has always been be real mad for like a few hours and then just let it go.
As you can see.
Yeah. We're beyond a few hours.
Yeah.
Well, okay, but like, is there anything to do? Do you write that letter? I mean, I know people who would write that email and go, per your policy, it's a $60 charge if I cancel on you.
Yeah, I would potentially ask for the next appointment to be comped.
Because they're going to go, no, but we had an emergency. And it's like, yeah, but what if I had one?
Yeah.
You're still going to charge me.
Mm-hmm. I just assume, because this happens with, like, I try to get my hair cut or something, you got to confirm it a bunch of times. Yeah. And I feel like it's just everything is so automated and no one's actually checking it to go, oh, no, don't book for 8 a.m. that day. We're on it. It's just open and the system or the computer is just doing it. And it makes me less confident in all the confirmation, because I'm like, who am I confirming to? Just a computer somewhere?
Yes.
Like, is anyone going to be there?
No, and no one was. This happens to me at the doctor where they're like 20 times, hey, if you show up late, we're going to give your appointment away and it's a $48 fee and blah, blah, blah. And then you go and you sit in that waiting room and they're like, he's running late. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. What, is he saving everybody?
No. So if you have any advice for me, I cannot say the name of the company, but mark my words. In a couple of months,
you will.
I'm going to tell you the whole thing. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.